Today's Shir Mishnah Berurah Yayin Yesimin Shin Samach Vav. We're continuing the Yalachas of Eruvei Chatzeros. We're up to Sif Beis. Yoishvei Oalim, those dwelling in tents, O Sukkos, or in huts, O Machane Shekifo Mochitza, or in a camp. We'll see what this means, that all of them, these different scenarios of tents, Sukkos, or camp, that were enclosed, Shekifua mechitza, that were enclosed with a mechitza. Ein metapel mi'ol ahol, you cannot transport objects from one tent to another. Ad she'arvu kulam, until you have an eruv chatzeros between all of them. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Yoshvei oyalim, kigoin sheichnei midbar yois v'chadoyme. For example, people who put tents and live. They actually lived in a somewhat permanent fashion in these tents in the desert. Or sukkos or huts, similar type of scenario. Oh, machane. What's a machane? So we're going to see afterwards. There's going to have a different vision of all of this. But the Shulchan Aruch High Road approach here is that we're talking here about a machane. Which is a makom chaniya shel anshei chayalos, Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Vav. It's the place where armies encamp al pnei asada, in a field. Shekayrin bilshonenu lager. It's called like a lager. Dayen beharalacha, and he has a big beharalacha on this. But all these scenarios, the of yoshe olim sukkos, or these machane, these encampments. If it's surrounded by a mechitza, sifkat nzayin, kifu a mechitza. It's on a lomar. She a mechitza gavoa asara tfachim. It means you have a mechitza that's 10 tfachim. Makefes saviv ha'olim vasukos, that surrounds all the tents and huts and in the camp and in the encampment. So basically, you have a rishus hayachid. But even so, ein metaltel in the olahol, you can't go ahead and carry from one tent to another tent. And look at the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Ches, Ein Metaltel Me'ol Ha'ol, V'Adim Me'ol Ha'Chatzer. Same thing, you can't go ahead and take it from the tent out until the joint chatzer, joint courtyard. Tahainu L'Osor Shetach Shu B'Tocha Mechitza, meaning you can't take it out, okay, to the open area within the overall, enclosure. That's the equivalent of taking from a bayis to a chatzer. We treat these OLs, these sukkos, and the machane, we treat it like a scenario of houses within a chatzer. And all these you can't carry from a chatzer, from OL to an OL, from an OL to a chatzer. Ad she'arvu sifkat n'tes, until there's an eruv chatzeros. U'me'osa tam shikasadu l'el v'sivalev. For the exact same reasons as we saw in Sivalev, when talking about going from homes, from one home to another home, from one home into a chatzer, all within a greater rishus hayachid, but the fact that these are separate rishuyos of different people that are not tali zevazed, they're in their own jurisdictions. Now back to the Shulchan Aruch, he says, Aval shayara shehekifua mechitza ein srichin la'arev v'fi shekulam muravin v'ein oisam oyalim kavuim lahem. He says, however, a caravan that was enclosed by a mechitza does not require any eruv chatzeros because they're all considered joined as one. And since they're all combined and they do not have permanent tents, right? Ein osam oalim kvuam lahem, therefore, no eruv chatzeros is necessary. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sif katan yud, aval shayara, what's a shayara? Orchas anashim haholchos derech hamidbar. These are people who travel together through the wilderness. Yud aleph, sheyekifua machitza. Again, they also, this caravan also, when they stop, they're enclosed with a machitza. Yesh lehem betoch, sif katan yud aleph, yesh lehem betoch hahekef, oalim l'chol echad v'ne'atzmo, and inside this enclosure, everyone has their own OL. So for some reason, right, They don't require an Eruv. What's that reason? Look at the Mishnah Brura. Since the tents are not there as permanent dwellings, rak derech aroi b'sha she'oindim lafush mamidim oyalim. Right, the tents are used only when they stop to rest, and thus it's not considered, right, a separate residence. Right, lo mikri chiluk diyorais, and not considered separate residences. Ukamo shekulam muravim bebayis echadami. So it's as if they all stayed in the same house. That being So that being the case, there's no need for an Erev Chatzeros. In other words, when you're dealing with even an Ohel or a Sukkah or this Machaneh, the distinction is there, they're living on somewhat of a, again, obviously it's not permanent like a permanent house, but on somewhat of a, you know, for whatever amount of time that they're living there, it's they're camping out. They're settled in that encampment. Here, they're mamish on the move, and that's the major distinction. Again, when he says oalim kvur, doesn't mean we're talking about, you know, adiras keva and things like that, because some of these requirements might not, you know, the requirements for being an oel kavua in terms of erev chatzeros might not be the same as we'll see later on in terms of, let's say, whether it require mezuzah and things like that. But the basic distinction here is, are they the tents used only when they stop to rest? And therefore, that's why it's not going to be considered separate residence. And it's like they're all staying in one overall residence, in one overall house, and one, they're all like in the encampment itself. Like they're all sleeping in the chatzer, where we said, you know, that does not require any Erev Chatzeros. But then he goes and he points out the Gra that learns things differently. And it's a very difficult Gra here. Shehevi b'shem mefarshim shecholkin al zeh. The Gra brings mefarshim that make the following split from the other mefarshim, from the Shulchan Aruch and the others. They are cholik, they argue and they say the daitam, the olim shebeshayara tzrichim erev, shemachane pedurim erev. They hold that's just the opposite. The oils in a caravan require an Eruv, and in a machaneh, they're potter from Eruv. Except, ach shayara, lo mikri rak kishu pachas me'asara. A shayara, a caravan, is only when it's less than 10. U'me'asara l'mala nichlalam b'shei machaneh. And when you have more than 10, it's going to be a machaneh, it's going to be an encampment. Now, the Be'er Halacha in Dibur HaMaskil O Machaneh, he says, check out the Mishnah Brura, Sifkat and Vav, when he explains what the Machaneh is, Makom Chaniyah Shel Anshei Chayalos. It's the place where the soldiers would encamp. But the Mishnah Brura in the Be'er Halacha points out that this is all B'shas Shalom. But in the time when they would go out to the Melchama, and he says even in Melchames Rishus, there would be a special p'tur from Erev Chatzeros, even on their return, the Chazaras min al-Melchama. So everyone would seem to hold, even if you go with the standard Pashas approach, not like the Gra, that the Machaneh, which is the Makom Chaniya of Anshei Chayalos, that Makom Chaniya, that encampment of the soldiers, according to the Shulchan Aruch and Pashas Halacha approach, that the Machaneh would require an Erev Chatzeros, that would be like the encampments, like when they're, you know, in training and things like that. But when they actually went out to Melchama, and they were in Melchama, then there would be a special tour, seemingly, from having any type of Erev Chatzeros at all. The Shulchan Aruch now continues with the Ramah. The Ramah, Agos, says, Batim shebesfina tzrichim Erev, Afalpi sheyesh l'sfina mechitzas. He says that houses on a boat require an Erev Chatzeros, even though the boat has mechitzas, meaning even though if the boat is a reshus hayachid, you're still going to require erev chatzeros. He says, if the boat, however, in aimless fina mechitzos, if the boat, of course, doesn't have mechitzos, then it's also the top of the fina rak barba amos. Then it would be also to carry objects more than four amos. He says, check out below, the Rama says, in Siman Shin Pei Beis, and Siman Tafei, Siv Zayin. But again, we're talking here when there is mechitzos, and when there is mechitzos, so then there's a requirement of Erev Chateros. Now when? Sif Katon Yud Gimel, Batim. So he says, from the Batim, Sheshayachem, the Mishabur says, La'anashem Miyuchadim, talking about rooms in a boat that people have their own, I guess, rentals, or they own rooms in the boat. Batam, the logaram yoshvei oilam, there's no reason they should be viewed any less than people sleeping in tents. Shetzrichem erev chateros, that require erev chateros. Sha'afkan habatim kfuim lahem, these rooms are for them, l'chol meshech nesiyasam alayam, right? People, when they go on the boat, so for that whole ride on the boat, these are their rooms. Vayein b'magen Avram, and the Magen Avram says, in Eliyahu Rabbah, that davka kishyesh ba eze batim ha'shayachem li'yisraelim, he says, if all there is on a boat is just one basic room for everybody, and the rest of the people, okay, sleep on the boat. Meaning, let's say you just have one room, one main room, and everyone just sleeps all over the boat. Then, ain sarach erev klal. Then you wouldn't need an erev at all. You'd be able to take it from the room to the boat, again beber halacha. Pretty obvious stuff. Now yudalid sivkat yudalid srichin eruv al yedei zeh yamutel taltal mibayis lebayis mibatul nesfina. Once you have an eruv for the boat, right, for the boat, for the ship, you'd be able to carry on the ship from the room to the room and from the room to the rest of the ship. And he continues on. Below eruv asu b'chol zeh, without an eruv, you would not be able to do it. Aval b'sfina atzma, on the sfina itself, on the boat itself, on the ship itself, on the deck, you can carry all over the ship, like in a chatzar. And for sure, if you have a ship or a boat that there's no rooms and people just go ahead and deck out, sleep out, and hang out on the actual boat, in the deck of the boat, it's like people that are staying in a chatzar, one big chatzar, you can go ahead and you can carry in all of it without any eruv. The Ramah had said, Shiyesh l'sfina mechitzos. We're talking about, obviously, a boat that has mechitzos. How high? Obviously, shal asara tfachim. The dina kirish is a yachid. If it has mechitzos of asara tfachim, then it'll be like rish is a yachid. Chulei mechitzos. So he says, and if there was no mechitzas, then it would be usher to carry in the svina. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Tes Zayin Shal Asara Tfachim Umodedin Mekarki Asa. You count when you're talking about the mechitzas, that you don't have mechitzas of 10. Where do you go ahead and measure from? You measure from the bottom of the boat, and he says that even though Afal Pishiyesh Eizet Tfachim B'Mayim. That's even though there are a number of tfachim that are under the water. We continue on. Sif katan yud zayin. Also the talpal b'sfina. So then you would not, if you don't have mechitzas in the boat, then you wouldn't be able to carry in the boat for a totally different reason. Nothing to do with erev chatzeros. Rather, Mishnah Berurah says yud zayin the havi karmelis, because it's treated as a karmelis. Uva ofen zeh mutu l'taltal min hayam l'socha u'misocha l'soch hayam. And he says, in this circumstance, is then going to be permitted to transport objects from the water to the boat, and vice versa, since they are both the mutal talta and karmelis the karmelis. Since they're both a karmelis, you're allowed to carry from one karmelis to another karmelis. Okay, again, you're not allowed to go ahead and carry dalet amos in a karmelis, but from one karmelis to another karmelis, there's no problem. And the Mishnah Berurah continues on. Kasa magen Avram din yesh batim besfina vasfina atzma ein la mechitzas shel asar tefachim. The Magen Avram writes that when there are houses on the boat but no surrounding mechitzas, then it's also to transport objects from the houses to the boat. It's going to be also to go ahead and transport objects from the houses to the boat, because it involves transporting objects from a Rishus HaYachid to a Carmelist, and he says, check out the Ber Halacha, what he brings down in the name of the Magen Avram. So just with a little extra time today, we'll just summarize what we've seen today in Sif Beis and try to, put it all in context, and also add a couple of other interesting ha'aras. The Shulchan Aruch extends the idea mentioned in Sif Aleph here, in Sif Beis, regarding Chazal's enactment to make an Eruv Chatzeros when a group of people share a common area, and it's necessary to permit transporting items from their private houses to other private houses or to the common area between all of them. In this Sif, he paskins that Chazal's enactment, Chazal's Gzeira, does not only include people who live in mamish permanent houses and share a chatzer, but even people who have settled somewhere somewhat temporarily are subject to the same rules. Again, these are temporary type of living arrangements. Again, he uses the lashon, it's kavua and things like that in terms of being mechayev the eruv, but he establishes that the eruv would be necessary even if these people are settling somewhat temporarily. And that's therefore, he says, that if people dwell in tents and their area is surrounded with a mechitza, they can't transport objects from their private tents to the open common area unless they made an Erev. And the Rama adds that the same principle applies to a boat that contains many houses. Meaning, if a boat has a mechitza around the end of the boat, even if part of that mechitza is underwater, an Erev is necessary for the passengers to be permitted to transport objects from their houses on the boat, right, from their rooms on the boat, to the deck, which is common area shared by them all. Now, one thing that the Achronim discuss is, what's the story whether one is obligated to put a mezuzah on a room or on a boat? So the Shulchan Aruch, in Yeridei HaSimen Resh Pei Vav Sif Yud Aleph, he paskins that it is that the room on a boat, a house on a boat, a room on a boat, is potter from mezuzah. And the reason is that a house on a boat, he says, is only a temporary dwelling, and as such, it doesn't require mezuzah. And this is brought up in Rabbi Kiva Eger, in the Haggos, Rabbi Kiva Eger here. Now, this seems to be at odds with the Ramah's Papsak, that when there are houses on a boat, it is necessary to make an Eruv, since in this regard, the houses on the boat are considered kavua. So that's why we explained that it doesn't necessarily mean kavua in the classic sense of a bayis kavua. And that's the difference here. The difference between the cases is that the halacha of mezuzah requires mamish, a permanent home, and a house on a boat does not have to meet that criterion of permanent. In contrast, when it comes to making an eruv, as long as the structure has the characteristics of a home, an eruv is required even if the people dwell there mamish only for Shabbos. For that reason, when there are houses on a boat, an eruv is necessary. Check out Shailas and Shuvas Beis Yitzchak, Arachayim, Sim Memtes, Sif Katan Aleph. Just one other additional ha'ara. The Magen Avraham and Sif Katan Dalet points out something regarding what the Mishnah Brura and Sif Katan Tezayin mentioned, that we measure the Rishus HaYachid, the Mechitzos for the Rishus HaYachid of the boat from the bottom of the boat, even though a number of the Tfachim are underwater. Earlier in Simen Shin Mem Hei, Sif Yud Ches, we saw that the Mayim is considered the Karka, that's considered the ground level of the water. The top of the water is considered the ground level of the boat. So he points out that the distinction there, it was discussing where the Makom Ptur and Carmelis ends. As you know, above 10 Tfachim is no longer Carmelis, it's Makom Ptur. So there, with respect to the issue of Carmelis, so you have 10 tefachim from the level of the water, where the water is, the level of the boat. We don't go ahead and count the mechitza and measure the mechitza from the bottom of the boat, but from where the boat enters into the water. So from where the boat enters into the water, 10 tefachim from where the boat enters into the water, you have another 10 tefachim, and that's Carmelis, and above that is Makom Ptur. But that's all with respect to the issue of Makom Ptur. Because when you when you're judging the with respect to outside the boat and above the boat, then you judge it from the water level. But when you're discussing the inside of the boat and whether the inside of the boat is a Rishus HaYachid, so this is what the Magen Avraham points out, there we judge it from the bottom of the boat and not from where the boat enters into the water. Ad Kan.